Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. I'm a concierge high-performance psychologist providing luxury-level support to executives, entrepreneurs, celebrities, and athletes. With me today, I have Brittany Wilson. She is the CEO and founder of Balance This, helping moms, dads, and couples with pregnancy, postpartum, and balancing the everyday chaos of family life. I have Tim Hawks. He's the managing director of Unlimited Potential, where he is a mental engineer and executive coach focusing on logical and practical solutions to challenging problems. He's based in the UK. And I have Dr. Bob Choate. He has 8 years military experience, worked in the LAPD, was a stage hypnotist, and now he is an executive performance coach and going back to school for his third PhD, this time in physics. The question I have for you, what makes something greedy?
I feel like it's very circumstantial. Because I don't think that we consider something greedy unless it becomes some kind of negative impact or detriment to another. But then I think of that in a professional context too. We can get greedy with our time. We can get greedy with money. The context is where we start to consider, is this greedy or is this person just doing what's best for them? I don't think greed ever comes up until someone else has been impacted and maybe it is taking away from another person in a sense.
So it raises the question, can greed occur in a vacuum? If I'm at home and nobody else can see me and I decide to eat a whole packet of biscuits, has greed occurred?
Well, I think that's gluttony.
Okay, well, then maybe... We're not, yeah, okay. So I think there's an interesting element there about whether it needs somebody else to judge it for it to become greed. I think that's a really good question. For me, there's a piece in there about intent. If you're somebody that just likes eating biscuits, is that still greedy? Or is it that you are eating the biscuits in order to demonstrate something to someone else? And I wonder whether the definition of greed is different, whether the intent there is different.
I feel like it's greed if you knew someone else wanted some of them and you ate all of them and didn't save any for them. That's what it trickles into greed for me.
Sure. Yeah, so that's the intent, right?
Bob.
Yes, I fully agree. I think if, especially the way Brittany started, I think if we're taking and it takes away from somebody else, so I win and you lose, that's greed, pure and simple. And then I look at it from a point of systems thinking. How does it affect the system as a whole? So does what I do have a positive effect or a negative effect on a system? If it has a negative effect on a system, that's also greedy. And then it can spread out. And then
can you give an example of that?
Yeah. So in California, we've been having a drought. Now, lately, we've had a lot of rain, a lot of water and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But during the period of the drought, we had some people that would use an excess amount of water to keep their lawns plush and green. That started decreasing water levels for other people. And when you have people that or even organizations that use a lot of water, and because they have these rights that was signed many, 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 many decades ago, it takes away from the water from a lot of cities. I know there's one city in Arizona, one local community, where they have like no water at all. So that's affecting the whole system, and certain people, they're just not able to even survive anymore. Mm. And it's happening throughout the Southwest.
I know Pepsi bottles water in California.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm intrigued because I'm still convinced greed can occur without a victim.
Okay.
But I'm not sure how. The gluttony is the key thing, isn't it? So if you sat there and just sort of stuffed yourself with food, are you being greedy?
If someone else needs to eat it.
Well, not necessarily, because if nobody else is suffering, I don't know, there's an infinite number of cookies out there, aren't there? Because for me, the definition of greed is that you basically take more than you need. But then, yeah, is it just that? Or is it taking more than you need without thought for others?
Okay, so I'm going to go back to a systems thinking point of view. Because if you're taking more, you could be possibly affecting your health if you're eating all this food. And then... your health, you may end up in the ER. So you ended up taking a bed in the ER, and somebody else could have had that bed in the ER. So now you're changing the dynamics of the whole system simply because you started eating too much.
Is it greed when you're doing something that potentially may result in that, which then makes greed quite difficult to define?
Mm-hmm. And I talked to someone about this, and he said that he defined greed as wanting something for nothing. And I said to him, that sounded like luck.
You've got my mind spinning. I completely agree with Bob here on the systems approach. But to your question of, does the greed exist without another person being impacted? I think maybe it can. When you look at the coaching perspective, if I'm doing individual work, what are you trying to fulfill there? Is the greed occurring in, like, am I stress eating? Is this instant gratification that I get to stuff myself with all these biscuits and now I feel great? But then an hour later, these biscuits have now expanded and I feel like crap. I think it is valid to question that. I think greed can exist with just one person, maybe not victimless though, because there's that impact. So I don't always know that it's intent, because I think we know that intent can be good, but the impact is what we have to look at in terms of what came out of this. If the impact is bad, that's ultimately where we have to learn the lesson so that we can reshape the future.
I want to go back to the question of, when does it become greed? Mm. And is greed something that we systemically should manage? So if you are in the ER because of something you've done to yourself over the last 20 years, does that mean you shouldn't be treated because it's your own fault? You were told 20 years ago not to eat biscuits every day?
If we move away from biscuits to, say, money, for instance, let's say somebody makes a load of money and people would refer to them as being greedy. Now, if they worked and earned that money and that was okay, they could still be branded as greedy by somebody who perhaps was jealous.
There are people who say that greed is to having more than you need, and if including money, you should give it away. For me, money is only greedy if you earned it by not paying other people enough, by taking advantage of other people. Then that's when it becomes greed. And I don't know where that line is.
No, it's entirely subjective then, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Right. Everything's so contextual.
I just wonder now, thinking about it, when would I use the term greed? It's not really something I use in my vocabulary, as I'm aware of, or can't think of a time when I would say, well, they're just greedy, aren't they? Or what's the purpose of the term? How does it help us?
Yeah, I think it all depends on the context. It always goes back to that. And in different contexts, it could, like, one thing could be greedy, and in another context, it could be helpful. So you have to look at it from a different perspective.
It is funny how this word is hard. Go ahead, Brittany.
I just was thinking greedy is also not a word that I feel like I use intrinsically, but I feel like it translates a lot more to maybe the word of selfish. I feel like I hear selfish a lot more. And just in my line of work, selfish does get thrown around. Greed does come up only a tiny bit in regards to time. How are parents spending their time with their families? Who is contributing the most or the least with the children? Who is taking up the most of the time spending on hobbies and things outside of that family system? It can be greedy, but I think we use some different verbiage.
Does greed only exist in the mind of the envious?
It absolutely could. So you take an entrepreneur that all of a sudden the entrepreneur makes a lot of money. And I've been that entrepreneur. And people would say, you have so much money that you're greedy. And yet what I've done is a positive venture. I'm helping out a lot of people, and I've given a lot of money away, donated a lot of money. But people said that I had much more. I had a nice home and this and that. And so I was considered greedy by some people, and then other people, they put me up on a pedestal at the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is our 10 minutes, so I'm going to have to cut us off there. I think I need to do another one about the difference between being greedy and being selfish, and if they're the same thing. So thank you for having this conversation with me. I think this was harder than I thought it would be, and I look forward to speaking to you each again really soon.